Blog Talk Radio.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana.
It's time for the next edition of the Riveting Jumble Justice Radio Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Turn up your speakers and listen closely, since you may be asked questions later. Keep your phone handy, since we encourage you to call in your comments to the host and guests on today's show. The listener call-in number is 347-996-5983. Once again, the number is 347-996-5983. You will also find the number on the top of the homepage for the Jumble Justice Radio Show. I'm Audrey, your technical and spiritual advisor for the radio broadcast. And now, without further delay, allow me to introduce your eminently qualified and inspiring host for Jumble Justice, Professor Keith Haley.
And thank you so much, Audrey. We don't thank you enough. Actually, we only start the show and thank you, but people don't know the important roles, that's plural, that you play in making the show work. And Mike, thank you very nice for dropping off there, or tonight for dropping off that K-cup of coffee. That's really good, especially with honey in it. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is going to be historically riveting, because we're going to take a little pass away, other than the news segment, away from the usual news of the day, and we're going to go back and historically celebrate a few things. And, you know, if you've been looking at the weather reports, I think this week only like six states were scheduled not to have snow. The temperature's down up here in northwest Ohio, and some of these places like in Montana are like 30 below zero, 25 below zero. Can you believe that? My gosh, get a coat and some gloves. Maybe some home underwear, too, but just incredible. So to make everybody happy, did I say that word? Understand you can't have a television commercial now without happy in it or awesome. But to make everybody happy tonight, we're going to go back to the 1953 radio series called the Alka-Seltzer Alka-Seltzer Time, excuse me, and these were 15-minute radio shows, and the one we're going to play tonight off of archive.org, old-time radio, is the Alka-Seltzer Time show having to do with being happy, and I think you'll enjoy it. We'll do that. Then the second 15 minutes of our half-hour recorded session of the show is going to be the police reporter. And I don't know if you recall any of that. We did maybe one or two shows over the years off of that, but there are many, many shows recorded on archive.org called The Police Reporter. They were 15-minute shows also. We're going to go back to, all these stories are true, by the way, right out of the newspapers and the police files, et cetera. They use real names, dates, and locations. We're going to go back to the 1920s and look at a show called The Holdup, and allow you to listen to that. So it's a little step away from the normal things, but I think you'll probably enjoy it. And remember, if you haven't been to archive.org, get on there and get ready to spend about 3 months on there just browsing around and see what they have. But it's an incredible resource, and even more. And I mean, it records everything. You can go back and look at a website of a your organization or whatever, the first one they ever had, the second one they had, the third one. Really interesting place to do research if you want to do that. And I'm sure there's a few faculty and writers in the United States that actually do that. So anyway, that's it for tonight. We want to thank Audrey Englund, Mike Sorrento, Lucy Spears. The purpose of our show is always to look at issues, events, and developments in this difficult and sometimes humorous practice of criminal justice. Sometimes you don't have to look for the humor anymore, right? Our news stories are funny enough. Oh, don't get me started. We'll do a couple on immigration, but you know the president's getting ready to act unilaterally, they say, on amnesty for millions, maybe 4 to 5 million illegal immigrants. And don't get me started. That's one of my favorite subjects. But anyway, sometimes there's some humor in some of those things. They're actually getting arrested so they can stay in the United States. I'm not kidding. Getting arrested is a free pass. Okay, but anyway, we really respect these tireless police courts, corrections, and juvenile justice professionals, and we hope that people continue to get into this job. And again, people have studied and studied and studied, and there's no job. All these jobs in criminal justice are interesting, but none is more interesting than working in a police squad car and answering radio calls. Every night can be different. Every week's different. Every year. So anyway, think about that if you're browsing around looking for a job with your college degree. Most agencies now that are of any import are actually requiring you have college degrees, as they should, because it's a profession. All right. You're listening on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you can have your own radio show. I'll hurry up and go through that again. But if you want to have a radio show and you're a first-time listener, you can sign up in about 4 minutes and get that show set up and be broadcasting worldwide to an unlimited number of listeners in streaming audio. Can you believe that? Live. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And I still talk to people that have never heard of Blog Talk Radio, but when you go on there and look at the thousands of shows, you're going to find celebrities on there, entertainers that you know. They have their own radio shows, and you'll find some other people who got very interesting shows, more interesting than mine, on every subject possible, like, you know, how do you spend your life treating yourself with coconut oil or something. That's it. I told you what tonight's show is all about. Let's have a blonde joke tonight. I think I have one here that Audrey has passed on to me. And let me see if we can find that joke. Yes, we can. Hold on just a second. We'll have it, I think. Yes, there it is. Okay, this is I like this one. This is a funny one. A Russian and an American and a blonde were talking one day. The Russian said, "Well, we were the first in space." The American said, "We were the first on the moon." The blonde said, "So what? We're going to be the first on the sun." The Russian and the American looked at each other and shook their heads. "You can't land on the sun," says the Russian. "You idiot, you'll burn yourself up." To which the blonde replied, "We're not stupid, you know. We're going to go land at night." We're going to land at night. Get it, get it. It won't be hot. I like that. Okay. That's our blonde joke for tonight. We're going to have a couple of news stories. I think, well, at least one about firearms tonight. The Ninth Circuit Court in California, that nutty court, the nuttiest one in the land, had a court decision against them here relative to concealed carry. But keep in mind, the Ohio Coalition Against Firearms would still like you to turn in your guns. Here's their public service announcement.
Carrying concealed handguns in Ohio? It's a deadly idea. A message from the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence.
I think we need to add something to that. It's deadly for the people that assault legalized or legal law-abiding citizens who carry. But 300,000 times a year, people are attacked by someone and they use a firearm to ward them off. And 97% of the time, they don't shoot anybody at all. They just present the weapon and the bandit takes off. And that's a very important thing to know. We have a green tip for tonight, too. Have you heard our green tip for tonight? It's kind of an interesting one. Let's see what it says. Our green tip for tonight. This is halfway serious, although it came off of a funny green tip website. During the winter, close your curtains at night in order to save energy. When this advice is repeated, the authors usually fail to mention that you need a way to stop the air from flowing between the curtain and the window, or else convection currents will sabotage your efforts to save the energy. This incomplete tip is provided by many sources, including the Connecticut Light and Power Company and the website of the National Association of Certified Home Inspectors. So green tips, I mean, come on, folks. Those are really important, so we have to pay attention to those, right? We have to pay attention to those. Yes, we do. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Let's take a look at the news for tonight before we get to the Alka-Seltzer hour time or time. And some interesting stories tonight in the news. Let's take a look at some of these things. And we're going to start up here at the top. The Second Amendment victory. Back in February, the infamously liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, none is more liberal in the United States, struck down California's issuance of concealed carry permits. Guess what you needed to do in California to get a concealed carry permit? The infamously liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down a California law practically banning everyone from carrying a gun in public for self-defense in the Peruta versus San Diego case. The decision struck down the requirements of need or cause to carry a handgun in public based on violent threats to a person as unconstitutional. In other words, the state can't restrict an individual from carrying a firearm because the government official doesn't think the threats are serious enough or would justify them carrying a handgun. I mean, can you imagine even having a law like that to start with? Relax, fools, for carrying concealed guns in California may not be challenged by California state officials or advocacy groups, a federal appeals panel decided Wednesday. Isn't that great news? That is great news for California residents, and that will save lives, believe me. And I think requests for permits will go up. This is one I'm not sure I like. I mean, I like technology, but police officers hold a job of what? Honor and trust. They go through very difficult and strenuous steps in a selection process, psychological testing, lie detectors, in-depth background. They go back to the history of time. They went back and checked on where I lived when I was 6 years old, when I was a cop back in the Ice Age here in the state of Ohio. But anyway, now after the Ferguson case with Michael Brown in August, we're probably going to get a decision on whether or not they're going to indict the police officer in that case. My guess is they're not, but I wouldn't bet on it. We'll see what happens. But anyway, the Taser company is now coming out with police officer body cameras. And they give an example of a guy, he's taking a guy into the prison and he walks in or into jail and he turns on his body camera so that the cops will be able to turn that thing on and prove that they were doing the right thing. Well, in a position of honor and trust, I'm not sure you need to prove everything that you're doing. We trust them until we find out we can't trust them. But this is a pretty expensive process, and I think it's going to go nationwide, and nobody's happier than the Taser company, the ones that make the little electronic jolt device, which police officers carry. I think the Taser's probably universal in policing now. I'm not sure of that, actually. Be interesting to see if some agencies don't do that. Okay, here's the big one. Probably next week, but maybe not until January. President Obama is planning to unveil a 10-point plan for overhauling the United States immigration policy, and he's going to do this by executive action, including suspending deportations for millions as early as next Friday. Can you believe that? He's talking about 4.5 million illegal immigrant adults with U.S.-born children to stay in here. And, you know, first of all, how do we even know who they are? I mean, anybody can come across the border and say that, okay, that's my child, right? And how do we know that they're born in the United States? I guess if they went to a hospital, we have some check. But this could allow upwards to 4.5 million legal immigrant adults with U.S.-born children to stay in the United States. And, of course, you're a citizen of the United States because you were born here. That makes you a citizen. And that's one of our two ways of being a citizen. But this deferred action thing, June 12th, Obama created such a program for illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. They can stay here, but we're going to have to see what happens regard to that. Well, anyway, Department of Homeland Security is planning to promote the new naturalization process by giving a 50% discount on the first 10,000 applicants who come forward, with the exception of those who have income levels above 200% or 200% above the poverty level. Whose idea was that? But anyway, all right, how about the border? Guess what we're patrolling our border with now? The U.S. government now patrols nearly half of the Mexican border by drones. And no one is happier about that than what? Northfield Grumman or whatever that company is called. They're manufacturing these things. And a lone and largely unheralded shift to control desolate stretches where there are no agents, camera towers, ground sensors, or fences, and it plans to expand the strategy to the Canadian border. So imagine coming to work every morning, getting your drone. You don't get in it. You sit at a desk in a control panel, and you take off with your drone, and you go up and down the border, and you stop stuff. And they talk about how many things they found. They try to find unusual-looking circumstances where it looks like this is a crossing passage zone for illegals. There are high-resolution video cameras. What if we could have some high-resolution cameras who could aim stuff at the ones crossing the border illegal and make them go home? No, that would be terrible. Haley, how could you even mention something like that to make them go home, like with electric shock or drop rain on them or something? But anyway, 92% of the drone missions have shown no change in terrain, but the others raised enough questions to dispatch agents to determine if someone got away, sometimes by helicopter because the area is so remote. They got away by helicopter? Now, you'd be surprised how sophisticated some of these people crossing over the border are. Let's don't mention the drug cartel folks, right? These flights currently cover about 900 miles, much of it's in the state of Texas. That's interesting. Remember, they wouldn't let Governor Perry or sheriffs in Arizona patrol the border, but now we can do it with a drone. Well, let's see what happens on that one. More to come later. How'd you like to live in Baltimore when the news just came out that Baltimore is number 36? They have about 38 homicides per every 100,000 residents, and this makes them the 36th, what does it say? Yeah, Baltimore is one of the few U.S. cities to rank in the list of the worst cities in the world for violence. Can you believe that? Baltimore, Maryland, the place used to have those beautiful steps in front of all the, what do you call that? You know what I'm talking about, the pretty stone. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, now it's 36 with about 38 homicides per 100 residents. San Pedro, Honduras is number one in the world. Caracas, Venezuela, Acapulco, Mexico is another one. Don't people go there to vacation? At least they used to. But anyway, I don't think I'll be going there. But 34 of the 50 cities listed, 34 are in Latin America. Can you believe that? And what are these people and their government doing about it? Something needs done. This one takes a little while to go through. It's about a guy that stole a necklace and he's mentally ill. A necklace worth $20, and through a whole bunch of government slip-ups and counseling craziness and all this business, this guy has spent, he's 68 years old, and I think he has spent 40 years, where is it? Where did it go in the article? He has spent decades in a hospital and locked up because of that crime. And finally, they're going to let him out. He's going to let him out. They're going to do it a little bit at a time because he's developed some real mental problems from doing that. Somebody says he's like a junkyard dog. He keeps calling you over and over and over because he knows he's right. He's been abused and neglected and rejected for so long. But this guy was locked up in hospital, in jails and mental clinics for like decades. Over a $20 necklace, he says it was never recovered. They never even found the necklace. But you can be forgotten, and you can be lost in large governmental agencies. Boy, that would just be incredible, wouldn't it? I think a whole team of lawyers are probably going to get behind him to find something. Hey, our Border Patrol, they don't just patrol the border and catch illegal immigrants once in a while. The Department of Homeland Security, which has been stripping Border Patrol agents of their rifles. You heard about that? They each used to have their own rifle. You know, like you were in the Marine Corps or whatever, you had your own rifle. Now they share rifles, but they are buying nearly 100,000 pairs of underwear, including sport bras for the illegals. And I forget how much this is going to cost. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, but the Border Patrol is now going to be helping those people get their underwear changed and change diapers and all of that stuff. Well, thank you for paying your taxes, and it's really appreciated. ICE made a similar purchase only 5 months ago when the agency purchased 42,000 pairs of men's underwear, including 6X large briefs for men weighing more than 450 pounds. How did they get across the border? Must not have been a fence there, that's for sure. But isn't that incredible? Isn't that just incredible? By the way, have you heard what Mayor de Blasio has done? Among the silly things, you know, he stopped Stop and Frisk. We talked about that maybe a month or so ago on the radio show. A Supreme Court approved police procedure to get weapons and dangerous weapons off of people. You don't just go and get in their trousers or purse and open it up. You have to have reasonable suspicion. Then you pat them down. If you detect hard metallic objects, then you can go in. If you don't, you got to take your hands off them. But anyway, he dumped that. And now he's going to allow up to 25 grams, about a sandwich bag full of marijuana. He has faced pressure to keep campaign promises to reduce the more than 20,000 arrests for marijuana each year. Isn't he a great guy? Just make everything legal. You know, he lives up in his mansion somewhere. That'd be a good thing to have some of these mayors and council members live on the street for a while, or live in some of these really ransacked apartments and houses. Anyway, isn't that incredible? People do like guns. We have a new survey that's out, and it does show that 63% of people say that their home is safer, and that's nearly doubled since 2000, if they have a firearm in their house. 3 in 10 Americans say having a gun in the house makes it a more dangerous place. Yeah, we do have accidents, but we have accidents with cars. Want to stop killing 30,000 plus in the United States, 34,000, whatever it is each year? Why don't we make cars that bounce around like rubber balls? You ever think of that? Or make them more safe than they really are, or reduce the speed limit. Instead of going 65 and 70, why don't we make it 45? What's the hurry, right? Well, something else. The sheriffs are planning a mass gathering to oppose executive amnesty in Washington, D.C., and I'll have more to say about that later. They're planning on doing this apparently on December 10th, 2 days before the existing government funding bill expire. So we'll have to see what's going to happen out there with that. So anyway, that's the news for tonight. And of course, you know, there's a lot more to talk about relative to crime, but I thought you'd be interested in these stories. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a listen to the Alka-Seltzer Time show. And this show is going to make you happy during this depressed time of bad weather and no sunshine. What are you laughing at, Mike? Stop it. We're going to let you listen to the 1953 show called Alka-Seltzer Time. I don't think I've ever used Alka. You ever used Alka-Seltzer, Rodney? I've never, to my knowledge, I've never had an Alka-Seltzer in my life, but apparently it fixes a lot of things. If you listen to the ads, you might try some of that. Okay, here we go with the Alka-Seltzer Hour, and we're going to turn right over. I'll make a statement about that to the police reporter and take a look at a hold-up, a robbery in the 1920s, a real case in Cleveland, Ohio. Here we go.
The Alka-Seltzer Show, transcribed in Hollywood, featuring radio's favorite singing star, Ben Massey, Isle of Jones, music of country one.
It's Alka-Seltzer time, Alka-Seltzer time.
Morning, it's Alka-Seltzer time.
I'm Bert.
I'm Martha.
And here we go with the Alka-Seltzer Show. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. And to me, a bitter path. And I'll happy soon as yours. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over. If it ever happens, then I'll be rich as my feet. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That's where Martha and I are going to stay through the whole show today on Sunny Side.
No doubt about it, Kurt. That's the best medicine in the world. To look on the bright side of things, even if you have to pretend to be. You're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without any, whatever you can. Remember, anyone can go. And nothing fetters its nature. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you pretend. You find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, you'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, we'll be pretending just like you. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend you're happy when you're free. It isn't very hard to do. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend, if you will just pretend.
He's the apple of my eye, be oh my, be oh my.
Can't you bake an apple pie? That's
you can bake an apple pie, but I cannot tell a lie. Well, it's just mine that gave the answer that
could serve. That could be the end of a beautiful romance. But let's trust the lady in question knew what to do for acid up that stuff. For if I have to leave, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acidity with instant alkalizing action. And those sparkling Alka-Seltzer bubbles soothe and settle an unsettled stomach with gentle action. Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water and let it fizz into a bubbling solution and drink it for fast relief. Yes, enjoy that feel-better feeling you get with speedy Alka-Seltzer. Recall that you're not without Alka-Seltzer this weekend. Why not check your supply today? You can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, by the glass at the fountain, and by the package at the counter. Ask for Alka-Seltzer. Fast relief from acid indigestion.
Now, if we may restate our philosophical premise for the day, let's see. How can we sum it up in a few words, Martha?
We don't have to, Kurt. Johnny Mercer has done it for us. Accentuate the possible.
Why, sure. You gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't fence with Mr. In Between.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring the blues down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate that last remark, Jonah and the whales, Noah and the ark, what did they do? Just when everything looked so dark.
And it says you better act, say, you ain't the positive.
Eliminate the negative. Lock down to the affirmative. Don't mess the Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Martha, here's a wonderful new song that fits right into our campaign for positivity.
Oh, good. Let's hear it, Kurt.
Well, it's a little on the serious side. That's all to cling to when things go wrong. Very silent. Always remember this truth. The stormy clouds that hide the sun. This too shall pass away, the shadows falling one by one. This too shall pass away, the lonely bells that chime, for those who know the pain of heart. This too shall pass in time, and I'll be home. The empty dreams and fill the night. This too shall pass away. Beyond the darkness, there's a light that brings the hope of day. Your heart can follow all that tomorrow. So when your world is bleak and cold, be brave, be patient, and be whole. This shall pass. And
that's not the old time, Jim, because Kurt, there's a million of them in the memory book. Look for the silver lining, pack up your troubles, let a smile be your umbrella, and, here's one that always cheers me up. Forget the troubles and just get happy, the better takes all your cares away. Say hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sunshine, come on, get happy, the Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land.
Oh, dandy, Martha, dandy. Here's another way to chase the blues away. Where skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in me and bring your troubles away.
Remember, speedy Alka-Seltzer for fast relief. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Let it fizz, and there it is. Alka-Seltzer is ready to go to work as soon as you drink it. In fact, tests prove the system absorbs more of the pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. And gentle Alka-Seltzer has thousands of tiny bubbles that help the pain reliever on its way. Next time a headache gets you down, get that feel better feeling with speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Now enjoy that feel better feeling.
The feel better feeling that Alka-Seltzer brings.
When a headache gets you down, Alka-Seltzer, drink those two pounds of Alka-Seltzer. Well, how could do with our positive thinking? Is everybody happy?
Well, if not, it sure isn't our fault, Chris. We did our Pollyanna best. Well, friends, we hope that all those cheery things got you off on a
Mark and I'll be around again on Monday. Between now and then, enjoy yourself, take care of yourself, and be sure to take your family to church, won't you? Bye now.
Same time, same station.
We'll sing the old song.
You sing the new.
We'll sing the bright songs, and maybe we'll sing the blues on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, for you.
Have you ever felt out of step? Just can't seem to get into the swing of things? Well, a vitamin shortage is one of the common causes.
All right, we're going to roll right over to the police reporter story and the holdup in Cleveland, Ohio in the 1920s.
The police reporter.
Music introduction, so stay with us.
Thank you.
Jim, the police reporter, brings you a story of gangsters, violence, and bloodshed.
During 1920, the police of Cleveland, Ohio, were at their wit's end. A series of holdups, murders, and other crimes of violence had brought down the ire of newspapers and the public. Even the mayor had demanded action. The week between Christmas and New Year's had been a particularly trying one. Crime was still on the increase. The year has about ended. It is the morning of December the 30th. Two men are in a speeding car. They are Frank Motto and Sam Cupera.
You sure you did that car hit, Sammy?
You think I don't know Wilfred Slides? He's driving that car and he's got the payroll with him.
Yeah. How are we going to get it? Wait till he starts at the factory, then stick him up?
Ah, that's no good. As soon as I find a good spot, I'll run him into a ditch.
But, Sammy, that's dangerous. If we wreck our car, we can't make a getaway.
If we wreck our car, we can't pull this pickup, that's all.
Hey, look at Sam. How about leaning him into the side of the bridge?
Okay. I'll give him the gun. As soon as I stop, pick him up and grab the tractor with the payroll.
Yeah, okay. Almost enough, safe enough, Sammy.
Here we go. Hold on and be ready to jump, okay?
What's the puppet, Sam? Come on.
Hey, what's the matter with you fellows? Don't you know how to drive a car? Look at my front fender.
Shut up.
Let's see your driver's license. Come on.
Put your little pencil and paper back in your pocket, Sly, and hand over that satchel.
What is it? A stick-up?
Yeah. Now get a move on.
Say, you guys won't get a dime from me. If you want that satchel, come and take it.
Don't argue with him, Sammy. Get the payroll.
All right, I will.
Over my dead body.
Okay, Sly.
Oh, Sammy, what did you have to do with that?
Hurry up, Frank. Grab that dog.
Yeah, I told you. What are you going to do about him?
I'll fix him.
Well, don't kill him, Sam.
He ain't going to squeal on us.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. I got a family.
Shut up.
Come on, Sammy. Hurry up. People are beginning to come.
Everything under control.
Come on. Get in that car.
Next night, in a cheap dance hall, the two gunmen were spending part of the $4,200 payroll.
Hello, Christmas Frank.
He's on the floor dancing with his peel.
And he leaves you sitting here alone?
Oh, I don't mind. Feel much like
that. If I had a dame like you, I wouldn't leave her sit around. I'd stay with her.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd be afraid somebody'd cop her off if I didn't.
Frank knows he can
suck. Sure, that's why he goes dancing with other dames.
Well, that ain't so. Frank don't go with nobody but me.
Ah, don't be a step. Ask him where he was Christmas Eve.
He had a word.
So that's what he told you.
It's true.
Don't be foolish. Come on, Butch. Shake that cheap piker and play around with me tonight. I'll show you the kind of a time a swell dame like you deserves.
I ain't gonna listen to you anymore.
I hate to see a nice girl like you get the run around.
If you don't stop talking like that, I'm gonna tell Frank what you said.
Go ahead. Here he comes now. You don't think I'm afraid of him, do you?
Hello, Sammy boy.
Hello, Frank.
You coming home?
Yeah.
Where's Lucille?
Oh, I took you back to your own stable.
Say, Frank, this guy says you've been chasing around with other girls.
You're no better than that.
He's been trying to get me to go out with him.
Idea, Sam. Trying to cop my dame.
I like her.
Well, so do I. Lay off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Take it easy if you don't want to get hurt.
And who thinks he's big enough to hurt me?
I am.
Well, this is as good a time and place as any to try it out.
No. I came here to have a good time, Sam. Not to get into trouble.
Yeah, yella.
You know I ain't, Sam. You found out that yesterday morning.
If that dame ain't worth fighting over, she ain't worth having.
I can give you all the fight you're looking for, Sam, and right here, too, if that's the way you feel about it.
Well, don't start anything here, Frank. It'll get us into trouble.
Well, he's looking for trouble, and he's going to get it.
Quit talking and start something.
Look out, Frank. Here comes the bull.
Yeah.
Coming across the floor.
Well, maybe you're satisfied, Sam. You're not talking his butt over the bull.
Bulls don't scare me. What's going on here? This guy tried to come over here and cop my day.
Why, you dirty double-crosser.
That ain't true, Alvis. There ain't, you girl.
Hey, you're Frankie Motto, ain't you?
Sure. What about it?
Well, it looks like I'm in luck. I'd like to see you down at headquarters.
What for?
I think you know something about a car that was stolen on Euclid Avenue about a week ago. In fact, there's a witness willing to swear he's seen you take it.
Hey, what do you know about that? A guy can't even go for a joyride anymore.
Quit stalling, Frankie. Come on, let's go.
So long, Frankie. I'll take good care of your girl while you're gone.
You dirty double-crossing little rat. I'll get you when I get out. Maybe before, but I'm getting you, see?
Come on, Frank. Let's go.
Listen, baby. I'll kill you if you play around with that mug while I'm gone.
I won't, Frankie. I'll be waiting for you when you come out.
Without a leg to stand on, Frank Motto was sentenced for the car stealing. He is about to be taken to the Mansfield Reformatory for a 3-year stretch when he decides to talk.
Well, you got something to tell us, Frank?
Yeah. You guys are pretty anxious to crack that Slack payroll case, ain't you?
Kinda, yeah.
Maybe I can tell you something about it.
What do you know about that stick-up, Frank? Were you in it?
No, I wasn't. But I heard some guys talking about it the night before it happened.
Where?
In the pool room. They tried to get me to go in with them, but I wouldn't do it.
Did you know any of them?
Yeah, one of them.
Who was he? Do we know him?
I think you do. I see by this morning's paper that you picked him up on a larceny job.
What's his name?
Sam Pupera.
Hmm. I'll see. Give me the turnkey's office. Hello, Dave. Charlie Cavola. Got a guy down there by the name of Sam Pupera? Hmm? Well, have one of your men bring him up to my office. Yeah, right away. Well, Frank, we'll know whether or not you're giving this to me straight as soon as he gets here.
You don't expect him to own up, do you?
Well, we'll turn on the heat and he'll own up soon enough.
I want him to know I told you.
You got it in for him, huh?
Plenty. Tried to cop my dame. You heard what he said to me when you made the pinch?
Did he take good care of her while I was doing the stretch?
A wise guy. Well, he'll never take care of nobody.
Come in.
Here's my
Charlie. Bring him in. Don't shove me around, copper. Gonna get fresh, are you? You know what happens to little boys that get fresh around here, don't you?
What do you want with me?
Just brought you up to see a friend of yours.
Hello, Frank. You don't have to talk if you don't want to.
I don't talk to rats.
Listen, copper, you didn't bring me up here to talk to Frank. Now, what's up?
Frank here says you know something about that Sly payroll robbery.
Yeah?
Well, how about it?
I don't know any more about it than he does.
Which means what? That you know all about it or you don't know anything?
What do you think, copper?
I think you are one of the guys that did it, and Frank here is going to tell me all about it.
Are you going to squeal, Frank?
I'm going to blow the word.
Now you're talking. Come on, Frank, let's have it.
Sam and me pulled that job, and Sam was the guy who shot and killed Sly.
Shut up, you pup, shut up. You're putting us both in the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm putting you in it, but they can't touch me.
Why not?
I'm starting to serve a stretch in Mansfield tomorrow. You can't bring another charge against a fellow that's already serving time.
Who told you that?
Oh, ain't it?
No. We can bring 1,000 charges against you if we can prove them.
Then I can go to the chair for what I told you?
You bet you can, Frank. And we're going to do everything we can to put you there.
And so, Frank Motto's ignorance of the law and his desire for revenge won the prosecutor a quick case on both men. We find them in the shadow of the electric chair.
It's almost time, isn't it?
Yeah, they'll be here any time now.
Why do they have to make such a fuss about it? Why didn't they come and have it over with?
The time will come soon enough, Sonny.
Are the newspaper guys there?
Yeah, everyone's there.
Well, they won't be able to say I didn't give them a good show. That I didn't die game.
Well, are you ready?
I've been ready for an hour.
You sure you don't want a spiritual advisor?
Sure, I'm sure. I ain't afraid. I don't need any help. But go, Ma. I can walk.
You got nerves, son.
Come on, let's go. Take me past Frank Motto's cell.
There won't be any trouble, eh?
I won't start nothing. I just want to show him I ain't scared.
Come on, then.
Gee, it's funny, isn't it? It's hard to believe. In 5 minutes, I'll be dead.
Don't think about it.
Oh, what else can I think about?
Be all through thinking before the sun's up.
That's Motto's cell, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hello, Frank.
Sure, Rat. They're taking you first. Yeah, this is right. I told you I did even, and I'm doing it. In 5 minutes, I'm going to be alive, and you're going to be dead.
You won't be alive long. You're going to be scared the same as I am this morning.
But I ain't going first. I ain't going first.
In less than 20 minutes, this little drama was ended. The state of Ohio had collected its toll of 2 lives.
You
have just heard the 26th true murder mystery taken from the police records of the world and dramatized for you by the police reporter. He has hundreds more for you, if you would care to hear them. In this series, the police reporter has been assisted by Noreen Gunnell, Elizabeth Russell, Hugh Lester, Blair Davies, Jack Lewis, and C. Whitney Seeley. This is a Radio Release production.
I thought that was interesting in the 1920s that people would stay with an introduction and a finale of a show like that that's just music and not even singing, but people did. There are dozens and scores of those police reporter sessions on archive.org under Old Time Radio, and then type in detective shows in your search and you'll see some really interesting stuff. And remember, all the police reporter stories were actual crime cases from around the United States. That was Cleveland in the early 1920s, that particular case there. So I think I've been on that street, Euclid Avenue. I can't imagine a car being stolen, Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. But anyway, that's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed some of this little diversion from some of the other things going on. And we're going to ask Vera Lynn to sign off tonight, singing We'll Meet Again, as she always does.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was